let's hit max today. I think we're going to do a great job.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Modern Man Podcast, where we connect men in pursuit of their potential. Join us as we embrace discomfort, cultivate community, and put wind in each other's sails. And if you're ready to take your personal and professional growth to the next level, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And don't forget to check out the Noble Knights Mastermind Group. That's where you'll find support, accountability, and mentorship you need to achieve your goals. Join us and become a part of a community of like-minded men on a mission to improve themselves and elevate their capacity for life. And I'm excited to get some wind in our sails today. It is my pleasure to introduce content creator, athlete, podcast host, and startup co-founder, Dominic Fusco, on the podcast, aka Dom. Thanks for being on, brother.
Dude, thank you for the intro. I love your energy and your presence fires me up, and I can just sense that you have this deep love for life, and I'm just grateful to be on this podcast and having this conversation with you today, brother.
Dom, I love it, man. I woke up this morning, my eyes opened. I said, yes, another one. Let's get it. So another day to get after it. And I like to step out of the way at the beginning of the podcast. That way, my guest and the audience can get acquainted without me kind of messing up any intros or titles or anything like that, because the titles, I think, only tell the end of the story. So please take a couple moments. The podcast is yours. Tell the folks who you are, what you do, and then we can kind of chat a little bit more, man.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. I also think that what you do is just, it's just that it's just like a part of what you do. It's not who you are. So I am Dom, obviously. I'm 24 years old. I am originally from a small town in Pennsylvania, just west of Philadelphia, and I'm living now in Austin, Texas. Moved here in June. I started creating content back when I was a junior in college. So this was 2020, now 24 years old. So I was 21 at the time. And I was playing football in college. I played at a small school in Pennsylvania called Dickinson College, which is a D3 school. And I was involved in the sports media, broadcast journalism club up there when I wasn't playing football in the fall. I was broadcasting basketball games, lacrosse games, and really had a love for media. And I thought I wanted to become a broadcaster. You know, I wanted to be doing Monday Night Football, or I wanted to have my own radio show, or I don't know. I just wanted to be involved in media in some way. And I had always had this desire to start my own thing, but never had the courage to do it. So when COVID hit, I was really at a low place. I was mentally, physically, spiritually, just not in a great spot. And one morning I woke up and I looked at myself in the mirror after a night of drinking on Zoom with my friends. And I was like, man, like, you have so much more potential than you're putting out there. And like, you have so much to offer to this world, but you're playing the victim mentality. And I was coming off of a back injury. So I felt like I wasn't getting any better, and like life, it was just miserable because I felt like I was never going to get any relief from this pain that I was feeling. And for me, like, when I'm not able to have that release of playing football or going and shooting hoops or going to the gym or running or like whatever else it may be, like when you don't get to like release those endorphins and get that dopamine, like, man, you keep everything bottled up inside. And so like, I was just at this point of like, man, I'm so done with this. And so I looked at myself in the mirror that day and I was like, man, like, I'm done making excuses and I'm done not taking full responsibility and ownership for my life. And so from there, I went down the rabbit hole of health and wellness. I had started a podcast, literally that same day. That was like the first thing. I was like, all right, well, what's step one? And I felt like God telling me, like, okay, start a podcast. And I was like, all right. So I, you know, let go of the insecurities. Well, I mean, they were still there, but I got past the level of the insecurities and the fear of judgment, of failure from, you know, what are my family going to think? What are my friends going to think? Like, oh yeah, like Dom's just doing this COVID project, right? And that's really what it started out was. It was a way for me to really lean into my own curiosity and like selfishly gain some wisdom and insights from people who I saw online who looked like they were thriving. And I was like, I want that for my life. I want more for my life. And so rather than just reaching out on LinkedIn saying, hey, can I pick your brain? I was like, hey, no, can I interview you for my podcast and tell your story and learn from you? And so I would have these conversations and it would pique my interest even more. And so I really got into health and wellness and having these conversations with people who were giving me insight on, you know, nutrition and mindset and breath work and recovery, and started getting some decent PT and was actually consistent with that. And I really just found that by putting yourself out there into the world, like, you know, The Alchemist, you've got that book behind you, right? It's like when you want something, the whole world conspires to get you what you want. And I really felt that as like when I was like, I want to, you know, I want more for my life and I want to give back to other people in a way that makes the world a better place. And ultimately health, I felt at that time, I was like, health is everything. If you don't have your health, then you don't have anything. And so when I started to, you don't appreciate what you have until it's ripped out from under you. And so when I didn't have my health like at its peak anymore, I was like, all right, well, I got to get this back because that's going to pour into all other areas of your life. So that ultimately led me into continuing to share episodes of the podcast. And then I ultimately became the co-founder of a health and wellness tech startup called Upspace, which is a community building platform centered around health, happiness, and love. And that's our goal, man. That's our goal as a company, is to just bring more health, happiness, and love to the human race. And now we just recently launched Full Circle Events, which is a joint partnership between Upspace and another company. And we throw events in Austin, Denver, Southern California, and New York. And basically, I see it as like a social health club where you can come and you can connect with like-minded people around a shared mission that is not just drinking or going to the bars. And that's very much needed in today's day and age where, you don't have to like go out to the bars or do things that are unhealthy in order to find connection or relationships. And so from there, man, I've just continued to lean into my own curiosity, create content damn near every day for the past 4 years. And it's led me down the path where I'm at now in Austin, throwing events, building this company and, you know, just pursuing my mission every single day.
That's fantastic, man.
Long-winded answer, but that's a little bit about me.
No, it's a lot. And what I want to unpack from that, though, you mentioned your health being at its peak performance. And I know we linked up originally from being in the same kind of space where I always mentioned good people always gravitate towards good people, especially on the online space. For a lot of people who say, oh, okay, this social, you insert social media platform, is such a negative space, I always question, okay, who do you interact with? Because the algorithm is going to feed you more of what you want. So for people who think their platform is a negative space, I encourage them to audit who they follow, who they interact with, and what they're engaging, because the algorithm is a mirror, really. But we were able to connect, and through some of the guys who were both wearing Rhone, shout out to Rhone, R-H-O-N-E, we both kind of rep the brand a lot, mainly because of their mission and how they are very forward focused and they're focused on mental health. But that's when I believe I first came across your profile and I saw some of the content you were providing and sharing, which is fantastic, by the way. I'll be sure to share your handles in our show notes, but and be sure to give me the correct details. But you had a health scare recently. Was it a heart issue that happened? And talk about that, because it's been, I would say what I've seen from your social media, some of the most vulnerable glimpses into a journey of bouncing back, which I appreciate you sharing. But even into this, with your health being compromised and showing and building in public that road back to where you're headed, what has that been like? And what was that shock for you when it first hit, man?
Yeah. So, well, yes, I did have a health scare. It was a sudden cardiac arrest, as crazy as that sounds, at age 24, healthy, no pre-existing heart conditions, no family history or anything. I was out on the track in Austin in August of this past year. So a couple months ago, and I was doing a timed mile with some of my friends. And it was hot. But it was also like 7 or 8 in the morning. So it wasn't as hot as it typically gets around later in the afternoon in Austin in August. But I went and I ran the timed mile, and I'm a runner. Like, I've done marathons, I've done ultra marathons. Like, it's not anything out of the ordinary. It's not like I just strapped up my, laced up my shoes one day. I was like, all right, I'm going to go all out here.
I'm not prepared for this.
yeah. Right. So I went out and I ran the mile, and so a lot of times with cardiac arrest, it's like you're just doing your thing and then suddenly you just drop. Like, there's a difference between a cardiac arrest and a heart attack. So a heart attack is when you have like some clogged arteries, and the blood's not able to like pump as efficiently, which, you know, people say like, oh, I think I'm having a heart attack. Like, you're not like, oh, I'm having a cardiac arrest. It's like, no, like you're boom, you're on the ground. Right. And so there was something that the doctors still haven't figured out why, but there was something that sent me into an arrhythmia, which is like an irregular heartbeat, which then caused sudden cardiac arrest. But it wasn't like, so Bronny James, for example, had a cardiac arrest the same week. So pretty nuts. DeMar Hamlin from the Bills last year, when he got hit, he had cardiac arrest. And so that was the same thing that happened to me, except theirs was both like, DeMar Hamlin's was on impact, and Bronny James was just playing, jogging down the court, and he just dropped. And mine was a little bit different than both of those, whereas I finished the mile, I was on the edge of the track, and after a couple minutes of like trying to catch my breath, granted, I don't remember any of this. This is all just what my friends told me. I have no recollection of any of this.
Yeah.
I was standing on the edge of the track, and I was trying to catch my breath, and my heart rate was racing. And then like I went down to my hands and knees, and then like dropped down to my stomach and passed out for a few seconds. And then, you know, they came over and I popped back up, and apparently I was conscious. I was like, yo, don't call the ambulance. Like, I'm good. No worries. And they were like, what the heck is going on? And then luckily they didn't listen to me, because a couple of minutes later, I went down again. And this time I convulsed, had a seizure, went purple, and was flatline dead for 90 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Had it not been for one of my friends who was there and a firefighter who was on the track that day, who I still haven't found out who this guy is, but I gotta find him, saved my life through CPR and got a pulse back. I wasn't breathing under my own power, but they got a pulse back. The ambulance came, luckily within minutes, got me hooked up, rushed me to the hospital and put me on an ICU on a ventilator for 24 hours. And meanwhile, one of my friends who was there somehow got into my phone through like the emergency contact or whatever and called the emergency contact, which was my mom, who is halfway across the country. She's back in Philly, and tells her, luckily she answered. I love you, mom, but she rarely answers her phone. She answered. And, you know, he told her what was happening, and, you know, it was up in the air whether or not I was going to make it. Cause with cardiac arrest, it's a 90% death rate. Like, if you have a cardiac arrest, only, you know, 1 out of every 10 people will survive.
Yeah.
And those that do typically have brain damage or some sort of like impairment that, you know, stops them from getting back to, you know, optimal, like healthy in the way that they were. So
yeah,
the fact that I'm still here is insane. And the fact that I don't have any brain damage or trauma or anything like that is just nothing short of a miracle. And, you know, I don't know why my life was saved that day, but I know that I'm still here for a reason, that my work is not done. And, you know, God saved me for a purpose. And I just live life with a completely newfound sense of gratitude, a different perspective on life. And it's just completely thrown my life into a trajectory that I wouldn't have been on had this not happened to me. So I like to say it's something I would never ask for again, but I wouldn't change for the world, because I now see life in such a different way. And just the way that I live my life is so much different now, but it's for the better. And I'm just, again, extremely grateful for I'm grateful for the struggle, and all the lessons that I've learned along the way over the past couple of months. And it's literally like Dom 2.0. It's literally like I was reborn, and like, this is my second life. And like, I have a second chance now to make the most of it.
What changed in you?
What changed in me was not looking at the day-to-day tasks or to-do lists or mundane things that tend to occupy most of the brain power and energy that we have. Like, I don't let that stuff drag me down, and I don't look at that as like, let me shift a little bit. So I look at things in a different way. It's really forced me to prioritize different things in life and realize that like fitness, for example, is not all of me. It's just part of me. It's part of what I do. You know, like there's no one thing that defines me. And I've really had to detach myself from the identity that I had beforehand of like the runner or the athlete or the, you know, hybrid athlete, or, you know, which is like the buzzword of people who run and lift and whatnot. And like, that was a lot of the content that I was creating. And it was like, okay, well, now that I can't even work out, I can't exercise, I can't even go outside at this point. You know, how do I pivot as a creator and as a human being? And it's just like every decision that I make is very intentional now with like, okay, does this align with my mission and my vision and my why and my priorities, and just being very, very intentional with how I spend my days and where I'm directing my energy and the pursuits that I'm diving into. So it's just made me very, very much more intentional about how I'm living my life.
If iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. But if you're a man and you're a loner listening to this, then who sharpens you? What's going on, guys? Ted Thayton here, host of the Modern Man Podcast, also founder of the Noble Knights Mastermind Group. And I'm just out here encouraging you to find your circle. Maybe you're on a personal growth journey and nobody around you understands the new mentality that you're possessing. That's okay. You can find an online community that will pour into you, will navigate your goals and navigate your obstacles, share their experiences, resources, and more. Join the Noble Knights Mastermind Group and try us out for free to tap into a community of men helping each other scale up and reach their goals.
Check out themodernmanpodcast.com.
Yeah. No, man, that's huge, because I think a lot of us, I feel like we drift through life until something wakes us up and gets us going in the right direction. So you mentioned The Alchemist behind me. The other book is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, Dr. Joe Dispenza, which is a great book. And in it, he talks about how there's two catalysts that make someone change. One is they see the trajectory in which they're going, they heed the advice of others, and they change course. And he's like, yeah, those are usually the smarter ones, or the lucky ones, right? That actually get the warning signs along the way. Others don't change until life forces them to. Now, I would say your situation seems like a freak accident. You didn't have unhealthy habits. It's not like you were going down the wrong path. So I'm not saying that, and I don't want any of the listeners to interpret that. But for a lot of us, if we don't audit and really pay attention to where we're going in life, we could be heading in the wrong direction. And while you might have been heading in the right trajectory, this reminder might be more of that, oh, okay, I am not just one thing. There are multiple things that define me. And that pivot, right, where you're not able to go outside, the content that you make through that shows you other aspects of yourself. And reveals other aspects of yourself and other gifts that you have to share with the world that so many people don't get to dig into themselves because they've put themselves in a box and into a corner. So I love that you were able to articulate that, because for a lot of us, we need to start making a more intentional decision to where we're headed and where we're going and into who that emulates who we are. So I see your profile, and I love the fitness, nutrition, and the mindset and how that all manifests together. How does that manifest now, and how do they feed into each other, right? Listen, some of the guys that are listening, right now might be thinking to themselves, I have the fitness piece down, but they're still kind of going back 10 steps on the weekends with their habits, right? In terms of nutrition, or maybe their nutrition and fitness is good, but their mindset is off. So they're not seeing the results in their lives. Merge the three for me when it comes to mindset, fitness, and nutrition, and how that manifests in your life and some of the fruits that you're having.
For sure. I think the first and foremost, most important thing is self-awareness. So you need to do an honest assessment of where you're at in terms of those three. And I think those three are, for me, what I believe to be fitness, nutrition, mindset, mind, body, soul. Like, I think there's a lot of overlap and things in threes. So for me, I had to look at where in my nutrition do I think I can improve? Where am I doing well? Mindset, where do I think I have a strong mindset? Like, honestly, and where can I improve? What are the areas that I can improve? Fitness, what are my current goals? Am I creating the habits and routines that allow me to make progress toward those things? For all three of these, it's what kind of content am I consuming? Who are the people that am I surrounding myself with? So for me, I knew that fitness, nutrition, and mindset a couple of years ago when I was just getting started into the content creation space was out of necessity for I just wasn't happy with where I was in life, and my fitness, nutrition, and mindset were not where they needed to be. So from there, it was what is the one that is most important out of all of these? And at the time, it was fitness. Honestly, now that I think about it, it was more mindset was the most important back then, because it took an honest assessment of I'm not in the right headspace right mm-hmm. now. And, I have this negative self-talk. I have these self-limiting beliefs. I have this negativity bias that's living in my head right now. It's how do I beat that? How do I beat that every single day? And then, so then I'm able to show up and have the energy to do my physical therapy and go for walks and just starting from ground zero. That was the hardest part for me, was I had to completely go back to zero, base level. When I had the back injury, also I had a torn ACL back in college, same thing, just completely starting from ground zero. And then again, after the cardiac arrest, it was okay, I'm completely starting from ground zero again. Fitness is out of the question right now. What can I control? What are the controllables that I am currently in control of? I wasn't allowed to go outside because I had surgery where to have a defibrillator put in my side, and I wasn't allowed to get the incisions sweaty. So or they would get infected. So it was it's August in Austin. It's super hot. So I was living, I didn't even have a house in Austin at the time. I was living with a friend in his apartment. So what did I do? I would walk around the apartment complex, the floor that he lived on, a couple times a day just to get some sort of movement in. So boom, there. And then from there I could build up. But I knew that nutrition and mindset, I knew that those two things were more in my control and that I could really put an emphasis on, because if I'm trying to recover from this and I'm feeding my body crap, it's going to process that information as crap. And my mindset is also not going to be great, because it's going to be clouded with chemicals and processed sugars and all the crap that I'm feeding myself. So once the cardiac arrest happened, and once I, got back home after that, I put a lot of emphasis on prioritizing the nutrients that I was putting in my body. And I was prioritizing my mental and spiritual fitness. Nice. And that included meditation, lots of sleep. I was sleeping for 8, 9, 10 hours a night. And then in the time that I would have spent exercising, I was working on my mindset. So I was meditating, I was journaling, I would spend time in prayer, I would spend time reading, all of these things that were strengthening my mindset, because I knew that I needed to have that strong mindset in order to, you know, to come back from this unfortunate event stronger, wiser, and ready to give my testimony and let it inspire and empower others. So yeah. Me, I was like, when else in my life would I have been able to take this step back and, you know, put my ego to the side and not focus entirely on performance or how I looked, and more so focused on like how I felt and what was really going on inside.
Yeah, no. 100%.
So that was a long-winded answer, but I think it starts with an honest assessment, knowing where you're currently at in life, and also understanding like the season of life that you're in and what your priorities are at that given time.
Yeah, no, dude, you said it perfectly, season, because I was just going to kind of reflect off of that, where I think we go through seasons in life where all these aspects, and we've spoken about on the podcast, finances, fitness, spirituality, mindfulness, we've hit on all of these topics, family, and how important they all are. But when it comes to balance, all can't be the number one priority at the same time. I think there's a lot of seasons in life where there's a lot of guys listening who don't have the family quite yet, still young, still ambitious. They have more time to lean into the projects, the startups that you're growing, your circle community, the circle events that you get to throw. There's a lot more energy that can be put into that when you're in this season versus maybe the next season when you're in the family season. Like myself, when this podcast comes out, I'm going to have a new little bundle of joy that my wife and I are going to be taking care of. I'm going to be neck deep in diapers. That's going to be a diaper season. I probably won't have the same. I'm already knowing I won't have the same focus on my fitness because I'm going to probably do more Tabatas instead of HIIT training or instead of the weightlifting that I do that takes an hour or so. So because I need to adjust in the season doesn't mean that it's less of a priority. It means it just changes along the way. We have a couple minutes left in the podcast. There's a couple things I also wanted to touch on with you, man. And it's community. How has community been helpful through this journey? Even hearing some of the people who were with you, you know, with the cardiac arrest, those people being able to literally catch you in your darkest moment. But how has community helped you progress through the seasons of life?
Yeah, so community is everything. You know, that's why we had this idea to start running these events and building communities in these different cities. Because for me, it's always been like, okay, how is my mindset? How is my physical health? How is my well-being? How, like, all of these things, it always came down to who I was spending the most amount of time with. And, you know, there's the cliche saying about you are the sum of the five people you spend the most amount of time with. But it really is true. Like, go spend time with some people who are negative and pessimistic and don't work out and, you know, all these things. Like, it's going to feed off on you. Like, it's going to drain your energy. Whereas if you're surrounded by like-minded individuals who are getting up, getting after it every day, like motivating you, inspiring you, like, and it doesn't even just have to be the people that you surround yourself with physically, but it can be the people that you're watching on social media or the people that you're listening to on podcasts or YouTube videos that you're watching. Like, if you can't find that in community and environment that you want, like, you know, you can also create it. And like, that's what I started to do in Philly. Cause I had come down to Austin, I'd gone to LA, I'd gone to Denver, and I had just seen the just incredible communities that were being built around health and wellness. And so I started doing that up in Philly. And then now moving, that's ultimately why I moved down here to Austin, was because every time I came here, there was always something to do. There was always a group getting together to work out or go for a run or get dinner together or grab coffee together or just hang out and live life. And for me, I realized that how important community is. Like, after I had the cardiac arrest and I had people coming into the hospital, spending time with me, the people who were there from the time that I got checked into the hospital and was on the ventilator in the ICU and were there until I woke up the next day. Like, community is everything. And you think about it evolutionarily, like, we were never meant to be like lone wolves, right? Like, we were meant to survive, thrive, procreate, you know, live together within communities, share meals together, you know, exercise together. Like, our ancestors, they would hunt together and then they'd celebrate at the end of the day. Like, we were not meant to live in isolation. We were meant to thrive in community. And for me, it is everything. Like, I don't get me wrong, I definitely love my alone time and my quiet time, but if I'm not making the time to like spend time with other people who are lifting me up, then, you know, it's going to put a damper on how you're living your life, how you're showing up on a day-to-day basis. So for me, I make it a priority to spend time with community multiple times a week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's huge. It's amazing how online communities transfer into in-person, where there's a lot of relationships I have today that have been enriched from in-person embracement, but has been watered years online. We met through an Instagram DM, and then we started Zooming, and we've been in the same circles. And when we finally get to meet, you're meeting this person in person for the first time, but you have history already. And it's an amazing experience that I definitely hope the audience has an opportunity to have as well. Speaking of having that opportunity, I want to make sure that we can bridge that gap and open up your community and the availability to you, to our audience. So what's the best way for folks to follow you, connect with you, reach out? What are some of the links that they should follow to get the latest from what you're doing, Dom?
Yeah, 100%. So the best way to connect with me is just on Instagram. My name, Dominic Fusco. From there, you can connect with us through the Upspace app, through Full Circle Events. I think I've got the links to both of those in my bio. If you're in Austin, LA, or Southern California, Denver, New York, be on the lookout for some epic events coming up. And then you can check out my podcast, which is called Pure Ambition. And I'm also on, you know, most all other platforms, YouTube as well. But just look up my name, find me, hit me up. Would love to connect.
Love it. And I'll have the links in the show notes too below as well, of course. And yeah, you're crushing on YouTube also, man. Love the content on there. And of course, if anyone wants to follow up and connect, they can just hit the link that's in the show notes below. Last question before I let you go, Dom, and this is usually the heaviest, which is why I leave it for the end, but we might've mentioned it already with the cardiac arrest, but what is something that you've seen or something that's happened to you that shapes the way you view the world as a man?
Hmm. Ooh, that's a good one. For me, it was the people who showed up for me in the hospital, who we talk about community. It was, I went to a church, like a new church, like right when a couple weeks after I got down here. And 2 weeks later, I have a cardiac arrest, and basically the entire church are like the first people that come and see me in the hospital. And the way that I see the world as a man is like, we are meant to lead, and we are meant to live boldly, and we're supposed to lean into fear and discomfort, because they're always going to be there. Like, we're never going to be like, oh, I'm fearless. Like, no, I have fears every single day, but society right now, like, we need to show up for one another and we need to lead.
I love that. Amen, brother. That's fantastic. Dominic Fusco joining us on the podcast, Pure Ambition Podcast. Be sure to check that out as well. But man, Dom, thanks so much for being with us on the podcast today, man.
Brother, thank you for everything that you're doing. I love the mission and the message of the podcast. Keep going. It's incredible. I'm so glad we got to connect.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to recap some of the gems you left along the way, just some of the feedback from this episode, which was fantastic. So I appreciate that. So to the audience, thank you for making it to the end. Without that release, tension builds. Dom was talking about during the pandemic, feeling pent up. A lot of us know that feeling. We've gone through that feeling and we've had to put up with it. But without the release, without the physical activity, it just swirls around and gets pent up and usually gets poured into unhealthy vices. Newfound gratitude, understanding that there is so much to be thankful for, and don't wait for a life-altering event to open up your eyes to the importance of intentional decision-making. Finding out who you want to be, so much more than just what you do, and making decisions day in and day out, and reworking those priorities depending on the season that you find yourself in order to lean into mindset, give yourself an honest self-assessment, look in the mirror, audit your life, and be honest with yourself in all areas when it comes to fitness, nutrition, mindset. Can't hold Dom down. I had to write that in all caps. Dom, man, you mentioned that, was it the ACL or ACL injury? You had the back injury and the cardiac arrest, but notice the theme. You can't hold Dom down. What's the question he said? What are my controllables? Working on your mindset and building yourself up. Don't let this world take you down. And if it tries to take a swing at you with that, which I promise the world will swing at you, have that community to catch you before you fall, because community is everything. Fellas, we appreciate you making it to the end. Ladies, thank you for watching as well. As always, be sure to hit that like button, that share button. Share this with a friend that you know can get value from it. That's the best compliment you can give us. Leave us a rating so we can get better each and every single time. And as we say at the end of the episode, guys, everybody wants the sunshine, but they don't want the rain. But you can't get the pleasure without first the pain. Let's grow.